And so as moms, we want to just sort of swoop in and help, right? We want to make sure that they're able to do things, that they have successes. But if we do that all the time, we're not teaching them to persevere.
Welcome to the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast, a show that lifts, encourages, supports, and educates mothers to do their best in their awesome responsibility to raise, teach, and champion the rising generation.
Hello and welcome to American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast. I am your host, Deanne Taylor, and I'm so happy you're joining with me today. Our goal is to connect and inspire mothers all across the country. And I'm thrilled to have you with me today because I'm going to introduce some of the 2025 State Mothers of the Year. They will be joining us at the convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico on April 24th to the 26th. And on the 26th, one of them will be named the Ambassador of American Mothers to represent American mothers and mothers across for the following year. You know that I love conventions. We've talked about this over the last couple of years, and there's such a camaraderie, a sisterhood that you gain when you attend one of the American Mothers National Conventions. This year, it's especially exciting because it's the 90th anniversary of when we first named the National Mother of the Year back in 1935, Lucy Keene Johnson from Georgia. And we have amazing mothers from all over the country joining with us this year. It's not too late for you to join us if you'd like to. Just go to the americanmothers.org/convention and you can register and join us. You need to get your registration now and get your hotel room because the hotel rooms are going quickly. It will be an amazing celebration as we honor mothers and recognize the important role that you as a mother have every day in your family and in your community. The past couple of years, I've shared some quotes from our State Mothers of the Year that were prepared by our second vice president and our chairman, Sabrina Wisher DeWitt and Doris Donnelly. They have spent many hours getting to know these mothers and interviewing them. So you just get to hear just a snippet of these interviews, but I know that you will love hearing what their comments are about four different questions that I selected to use from the interviews today. Before we get to the comments, I'd like to share an answer to a question that I hear quite often, which is, what is a Mother of the Year? Well, there are four eligibility requirements listed on the website. And as you listen to some of the comments during the three episodes during April, you'll see that there is a wide range of ages and the number of children, professions, activities, just name it. There's such a wide range of talents and abilities of mothers across the country. And mothers come in all shapes and sizes with and talents and various challenges. But here at American Mothers, we honor you. We support you and love you wherever you are in your motherhood journey. So please join with us and stay with us on the podcast and consider joining the organization AmericanMothers.org. I have had a difficult time with deciding which statements to share with you today, but I have decided on four that I think are really, really good. When we anticipate becoming a mother, I'm sure all of us had expectations about what it would be like, what kind of mother would be, what would our children be like. Anyway, today I'm going to share four responses from the 2025 Mother of the Year honorees to the question, what surprised you most about being a mom? I think you might relate to some of these answers. First, we will hear from Jana Lynn Christensen from Utah. And then Jamie Nado from New Hampshire, Genoveva Diaz from Arizona, and then Lindsay Burkhart from North Dakota.
Hi, I'm Jana Lynn Christensen, and I am lucky enough to represent the wonderful state of Utah. I think what surprised me most is how fun it was. I was kind of set up for the work. I was in the trenches ready to go, but I'm already crying. I didn't expect to love them like I did. The love rips your soul open and fills you with just unspeakable love. You know, in an instant when that baby is born, that you would give your life for them. And then you do, day by day, hour by hour. And just the unspeakable love is so powerful, but so joyful. And I didn't know it would be so fun. You think of the billions of dollars that we spend on entertainment, and nothing compares to motherhood for me.
Good morning. My name is Jamie Nato, and I am the New Hampshire American Mother of the Year. There's no preparation for it. There's, for me, and maybe lots of other moms that could relate, that there's just something in you. You just want to be a mom, and you just want, and doesn't matter what's coming. And then the adventure begins. You know, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like the joys. There's nothing like the triumphs. There's nothing like the real big lows that teach you. And I'm a very different person now than before I w became a mom.
Hello, I am Genoveva Diaz, and I am the Mother of the Year of Arizona. When I was pregnant, and then I had my first daughter, and to see, well, how does this baby is going to speak? What's the voice? How is this baby going to think? And then when they started growing up and showing their personality, that they are not like you, they are someone different. It was for me to learn, and that there is another human being, that you're taking care of that baby. And it's also teaching you that they are a different person, and they are not going to want the same that you want. And it's a learning process. So it's just been an amazing journey to be a mom. That changed my life completely.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Burkhart, and I am the North Dakota Mother of the Year. What surprises me most about being a mom? I would say for me personally, I never expected motherhood to provide as much healing as it has. There's the part of you, like your own inner child, that follows you your whole life. And there has been a lot of healing and peace that I've found in motherhood by providing my daughters with just a different childhood than I had. And I think for me, that has been the biggest surprise. At no part of, pregnancy or when we were planning to have a family or start trying, did I ever think that this was going to be healing for me. But the amount of healing and peace that I've found in being a mom, I really can't even put it into words.
Aren't those great? Did you ever feel anything like that? What did you learn? What was your most awakening moment of motherhood when you finally figured out what being a mother was all about? Or what surprised you most about being a mother? Did any of those relate to you? Another part of parenting is deciding what principles or values you want to instill in your children. Have you created a list through the years? What are some things that are important to you that you really want to instill in your children? You want them to learn so they can incorporate them in their lives and become a contributor to society and have a joyful and happy life. I'm happy to say that my children have grown up and adopted many of the values that my husband and I have tried to instill in them. And fortunately, they created some tendencies and talents that we did not even consider. Four of our stepmothers share their answers to the question, what values are important to you that you want to teach your children? Four mothers will respond. And there is Lauren DeFilippo from South Carolina, and Keitra McDonald from Delaware, Monica Wilcox Charette from Maine, and Patricia Aylin from Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Lauren DiFilippo, and I am the Mother of the Year for South Carolina. Kindness and caring for other people, I think, is just really important. And I think that, he sees the example that I set with how I welcome people into our home, into our family. And really, just for him to have that same sense of what it means to be a friend to somebody and caring. And taking care of my mom is also, I think, something that he's seeing and learning. Hopefully, he'll learn that to take care of me someday. But I do think that that teaches compassion and empathy. Those are the real core things for me that I focus on teaching him.
Hi, my name is Keisha McDonald, and I'm from Delaware. Some of the values from what my mom and my grandmom and my aunt sending to me, Family's first, loving, the nourishment, this coming together as a family bond. To me, it's just all about family. It doesn't matter about your race, skin, color. We all got red blood. So, family.
I am Monica Wilcox Charette, and I am the 2025 Mother of the Year for the state of Maine.
No.
I think the greatest value for me has been caring for others around you. Both of my children have been very involved in community service, and part of that is us, but part of it's the community that we live in and the school they attended. They attended an Ursuline school where they was very important for them to live the motto of serviam, which is an Ursuline word, and they taught our kids that the world is much larger than yourself. And so I think it's really important to not only give them opportunities, but also be a role model in showing them how you can support others around you.
I am Pat Allen, and I am the Mother of the Year from the state of Wisconsin. A belief in a higher power. They can be what any religion they want to be, but I think there's value in being aware that there's a higher power. And I can say for the most part, I think that they do. I also think that getting back to the work ethic, I think that's very important.
You heard from only four state mothers, and there are so many other values that we could list to what the other mom shared with us. But another challenge every parent has is to encourage their children to persevere and never give up. Tiffany Granger from Colorado, and then Marcy Bursack from Missouri, and then Rebecca Erlenmeyer from Iowa will share their answers to this question. How have you helped your children to persevere and never give up?
I'm Tiffany Granger, and I'm the mother of the year from Colorado. It's interesting because actually, my sister and I were talking about that this last week, because it seems like it can be really easy to get to a place where you're not doing that, where they get frustrated with something. And so, as moms, we want to just sort of swoop in and help, right? We want to make sure that they're able to do things, that they have successes. But if we do that all the time, we're not teaching them to persevere, to keep going when things get tough, to not quit, and to do things with excellence.
So I'm Marcy Bursack. I'm the 2025 Missouri Mother of the Year. We're teenagers. And we have a joke right now that every day either one is crying or one is screaming. That's just kind of the nature of puberty in my home. So the kind of defeat daily of I didn't do well on this test or I made this mistake at school is a pretty daily thing, if not multiple times daily. And so I have found with my kids what really helps is sort of putting one compassion, like, oh, I've had that happen, or oh, I could understand how that is, or even trying to, like, yesterday I went up to school because my son needed something he'd forgotten. And so it was like, here, let's just work on rebounding in this scenario. And the other piece is just kind of being playful about it, that it's like, yay, you're a human. Like, it's okay. We do have a special crown in my family that we actually celebrate failure. So there can be times where not getting something, maybe not getting an A on the paper or not being chosen to do a speech or something at school, it can feel really defeating. So we actually parade around our house and we celebrate, yay, I tried and failed because we tried. And the try part, I think, is often something we can celebrate if we make space for it. So it's a daily thing. Everyone gets to fail.
I am Rebecca Erlemeyer from Iowa. I try to remind them just to always come back to a sense of purpose and what's really important. So, different struggles that they have faced, lots of things are really big to a kid, and an adult maybe has a little bit more perspective, but really just to remind them that that they were created for a reason, and hardships are part of the journey, and perseverance is a skill and really a trait that needs to be developed and is good for us, and just really try to be their cheerleader, I guess, even when sometimes they feel like maybe nobody else is.
Do you have any other way to encourage your children to move forward and not give up? If you do or would like to share what you do, please go to the American Mothers Community Facebook page and share your thoughts. We would love to hear from you and help other mothers around the country with your answers and ideas. The final question that I will share today is, what legacy do you hope to leave for your children through your love and care for them? That's something to think about. I'm going to share the answers of four state mothers with you. From Puerto Rico is Yareles Colorado Ruiz. And from Oklahoma is Spring Gray. From West Virginia is Barbara Watson. And Tennessee, Lindy Wynn.
I want to leave my children a legacy of kindness, resilience, and compassion through love and care. I hope that learn to value themselves, help others, and always believe in their dreams.
My name is Spring Gray, and I'm Oklahoma's Mother of the Year. And like I said, I've got a servant's heart, and I want him to see through me to love everyone, treat everyone with love, kindness, and respect. And that is the legacy. If I am gone one day and he could say anything about me, it would be that mom always took care of everyone else. Mom always cared for everyone else, and mom had a servant's heart.
Hello, I'm Barbara Watson, and I am Mother of the Year for the state of West Virginia. A legacy of a mother's love is genuine, and love is not painful. As
Hi, I'm Lindy Nguyen, and I am Mother of the Year for the state of Tennessee. The legacy that I hope to leave my children through my love and care is to know that we're always tied in the heart and in the soul. Our children, their lives on earth started with loss because of their adoption and some of their experiences in foster care. So I want them to know that they belong with me and my heart, the heart of a mother, forever and eternally. And hopefully by the grace of God, I've had these years and will have many more. Hopefully that imprint on her heart and soul to know that she belongs eternally, that she's loved eternally, will always last even when I'm not with her anymore on this earth. And so I hope that for all of our children, that there's like an indelible mark, a mark that always stays with them to know how profoundly they're loved until we're together for eternity.
That was wonderful. I hope you enjoyed all the comments today and learned something or incorporated something that will help you in your mothering journey. As a mother, a grandmother, great-grandmother, sometimes an uncle, father, we could all learn from the statements of these mothers today. Remember that you can connect with us on Mom to Mom every Tuesday at noon Eastern on the American Mothers, Inc. Facebook page. You'll either join Mom to Mom Facebook Live speaker series or find a link to a new episode of the Mom to Mom podcast. Next week, our Facebook Live hosted by Angela Myers. Her guest will be Tyra Baird, who will share great tips on preparing your family for emergencies. Since my children are grown, I haven't been very good about being prepared, so I'll meet with you next Tuesday at noon Eastern on the American Mothers Facebook page, and we can listen to hear what Tyra has to say. Thank you for joining me, your host, Deanne Taylor, on the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast. Please connect with us on the American Mothers Community Facebook page and leave comments or let us know what you want to talk about on either the Facebook speaker series or on Mom to Mom podcast. Remember, we love you and we're here to support and encourage you in your many roles. Take time to enjoy being a mother and know that we love you and wish you the best. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you like what you heard, subscribe so you can get your weekly dose of mom-to-mom encouragement.
The primary purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. The views, information, or opinions expressed during the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of American Mothers Incorporated, its members, or employees. AMI is not responsible for, nor does it verify the accuracy of the information contained in the podcast, nor does the series constitute any professional advice or services. We look forward to visiting with you one mom to another next week. Until then, just do your best at mothering and remember you're not alone. You've got an army of mothers all around you cheering you on.